Bangladesh has reinstated the Accept Israel inscription on its passports. This policy reversal, announced on Sunday, comes amid rising public anger over Israel's military actions in Gaza. The inscription had been removed in 2021 during the tenure of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who stated that it was to bring the country's passports in line with international standards. According to Nalima Afroz, Deputy Secretary at the Home Ministry's Security Services Division, a directive was issued on April 7 instructing the Department of Immigration and Passports to restore the phrase. The new directive mandates that the statement "this passport is valid for all countries of the world, except Israel" be reinstated on official travel permits. The decision to reintroduce the inscription follows mass protests that took place in Dhaka on April 12, 2025, where thousands rallied to condemn Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip. The protest, which gathered an estimated 100,000 people, took place at Shirawardi Ujjain near Dhaka University. Demonstrators carried Palestinian flags, shouted slogans such as "Free, Free Palestine," and displayed images of U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, accusing them of supporting Israeli policies in Gaza. The Accept Israel clause had been a long-standing feature on Bangladeshi passports, reflecting the country's non-recognition of Israel and its support for Palestine. The Gaza onslaught, which escalated after October 2023, has further ignited anti-Israel sentiments within the country. Since the ceasefire broke down last month, the Gaza Health Ministry has reported more than 50,000 casualties, including civilians, exacerbating the already tense situation. The clause was dropped during Hasina's government under the justification that it would improve the country's diplomatic relations and align with international travel norms. Bangladesh, a Muslim-majority country, has consistently supported Palestinian statehood and opposed Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. The Gaza conflict, which escalated after Hamas's attack on Israel in October 2023, has further ignited anti-Israel sentiments within the country. Since the ceasefire broke down last month, the Gaza Health Ministry has reported more than 50,000 casualties, including civilians, exacerbating the already tense situation. In the aftermath of the protests, various political groups, including the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, and Islamic groups, have voiced strong support for the rally and call for the government to take a stronger stance on Palestine. The public outcry has led to calls for greater isolation of Israel and increased support for the Palestinian cause within Bangladesh's diplomatic framework.